So welcome to another episode of Catch a Flight Back Home. I will give a little update on my travel. So you can see on my Polar Steps that I made it in my day 4 already to Ukraine. So I did actually already 1300 kilometers. So I hitchhiked that and I made it, and I'm like Netsa saying I'm proud of myself, but I was a little bit skeptical. But actually the highways are quite easy to do, so it's an interesting achievement. Where am I now and where I've been? I think the first day I ended up in Dresden. It's a small city in Germany. It's actually in East Germany, so you see a lot of the old Soviet buildings everywhere. I liked it, but I know Germany too much. I've seen that too often, so it was not really special for me. But I guess maybe the second city I was visiting, and that was Krakow. So on the second day I hitchhiked to Krakow, and that actually was quite nice. I liked it. Krakow was much more vibrant, and yeah, it was more alive. More tourists go there as well, so a lot of people go there for cheap alcohol, especially a lot of British go there. But yeah, that was quite a nice city. I would recommend it to everyone. It's a big city, but it's not too big to visit. I was staying with a couchsurfer. He was an Uber employee, and he worked there for a few years now, and he's heading back soon. Because he said in the winter you don't want to be in Krakow. It's just Polish people. They still burn a lot of like bad coals. So in the winter when they want to heat their houses, the smog is insane. So probably it was not too big problem in the past, but now we have cars too many. So probably that's one of the problems. So Krakow is nice, and it's what I've seen on the road. It's a place where a lot of foreign companies are stationated, like as well from the Netherlands, but mainly from Germany. So you see companies like KPMG, Heineken, everything is there because it's just cheap labor. And I met a guy who was working for Capgemini. It's a French IT consultancy company, and yeah, he told me that, you know, in the Netherlands it's really hard to get certain positions at certain places, but in Capgemini in Poland you can actually get easy access to good positions straight away. So he told me, like, if you want to make career, don't stay in the Netherlands, you go here, and the living standards are actually higher because it's way cheaper in Poland. I think it's like a fourth of what you pay in the Netherlands for everything, or maybe a half to like 25%. So somehow it's an interesting opportunity for more people. But yeah, what did I've seen? I've seen like, Poland is still like an old Soviet state, let's say. But in the, I think from 30 years ago until now, they go through really big economic growth. So they have a real big GDP growth, even when the so-called crisis was in Western Europe, they were still growing. So basically this whole crisis thing it's just based on speculations of big financial firms. And I think Poland is mainly growing because of their, what they do is they're pretty much dedicated to work. So you can actually easily get there as a company to, you know, settle. And people just do. So they don't question so much and they just work really hard. What is good for companies? If I looked back to the Netherlands, it's actually quite strange because all the jobs are moving. Like, it's high quality jobs. It's not like jobs for as a cleaner or something goes to Poland. No, it's like real jobs. And the funny fact is that Polish people going everywhere. They're in England, they're in Netherlands, they're in France. So they get a lot of money from countries because they work, build their houses here. So it's not here, I'm now in Ukraine, but in Poland. So it's like they get double financed by a lot of foreign companies and a lot of by their own people who work abroad. And it's not like India where they don't get paid well, because in the Netherlands you get paid well, really much. So if people go from India, for example, to Arabic countries, they get maybe maximum 300 euros a day. But in the Netherlands you get paid, if you work full-time, maybe more than full-time, you can make easily 2500 euros a month. So if you say, if you like convert that to Polish money, it's a lot of money, and you know, people can live that on that money for easy. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And that's the whole question, you know, like everyone is saying, like, the Polish people work really hard. They do work really hard, but you have to know that they are earning a lot. They're earning way more than Dutch people do, because they make double the amount of money if you convert it to their own currency. So yeah, it makes a lot of sense, I guess, but I don't want to get into this discussion. It's not my piece of cake, but it's definitely what I saw. Like, Poland is developing pretty quickly. But for traveling, I say it makes it much less interesting, because the place is so looking like Germany right now. You can see it on the streets. It's like, it's almost a copy. And it's always been. I mean, the Polish people are kind of, you cannot say that, but they are kind of have a similar mentality. But the Dresden is, not Dresden, but Krakow has actually been part of the Austrian Empire. So you can see that back in architecture. So it's like you are in Austria. Like, they have really this elegant, yeah, pure, so to say, architecture in the classical city. So yeah, you can see the influence of any time back into the city. So, and the Soviet parts are, of course, not the most beautiful one, but they are also there. So what did I do? I went hitchhiking from Poland. This friend Sam, from who worked at Uber, he actually invited me to a party. So we watched a football soccer game, and Russia lost, what is quite sad for me, because I'm going to Russia. So I was like, yeah, that would be fun to check out when they're playing, or when they have the final or something. It would be great, but it didn't work out. So we go. So we have to do it without Russia, without game. But I don't really matter. It doesn't really matter for me. So what I'm going to do now, what I did is hitchhiking from the place Krakow to the place called where I am now, Lviv in Ukraine. It's like in the western Ukraine. It's just at the border, and it really looks like Western Europe, if you look to architecture. So it's really beautiful city. It's a little bit big, but it's fine. But the trip was quite hard, because hitchhiking worked pretty well. I had a good spot, but the problem is with the border to Ukraine is that you exit the European Union. So, and you have to know that the people in Ukraine love bureaucracy on this point. So you have to wait at least 2 hours at the border. But I was kind of lucky, because it was funny, because like a Polish woman with her mom and with her Chilean man picked me up. And I had an interesting discussion with them about certain topics, and then they said, yeah, I really want to help you. Like, I think you won't get off this, because I was dropped off at a really bad place. And like at a station, not a station, without a tank station. So not so many people stopped there. But luckily, there was a bus, like a bus who was heading to Moldavia. Moldavia is a small country east of Ukraine. And so they took me to, she asked the driver, like, can you take this guy with you? And I saw him looking, he was looking at me like, no, this is not gonna happen. But then I think she asked really politely, like, this is a good guy, la la la. And then eventually, like, it was really funny, it was an Italian driver. He said, like, come on, let's take him. And then I went into the bus. So So I had a free bus drive to Lviv, what is quite cool. So I had to wait a long time in the bus, and I was sitting with a lot of Moldavians who were watching really corny movies. It was like only about boats and naked women, so, and although the women were looking if it was just a normal Monday, and it was Monday. But yeah, it was kind of strange, but it was funny because those people, I tried to connect with them, and they all wish me, the whole bus wish me luck when I exit the bus, because they knew I was going to Kyrgyzstan. So somehow I get a little bit of respect from them or something. So they were quite happy and glad to have me in the bus. So it was quite cool. So then I got dropped off in Lviv, and I already noticed that I was in a whole different place. Like Ukraine is not like anything like Western Europe. It's a whole different situation. It really reminded me in the first place of Georgia. It's a country who is a little bit more back in time, so to say, but as well quite modern in somehow, so it's in some way, so it's like a mix of everything. But I ended this place, and then another guy picked me up, and he said like, yeah, I'm it was really hot, by the way, and a lot of trucks. It was a really nasty smell at that place. But then he told me like, yeah, you speak English? I was like, yeah, for sure. And he was like around 43 or something, and had his first child, and told me that he was hitchhiking a lot when he was younger, and that his friend opened like an academy or something of hitchhiking in Russia. I would like to check that out, because I didn't check it out yet, but that was quite interesting. So he was like people teaching about the art of hitchhiking, and I mean, actually, to be honest, I think you could do studies on hitchhiking. I mean, we do studies about everything, but this is not something that I've seen. So it's kind of funny to do like surveys or something, and to check out what actually happens by hitchhiking, or you can do a lot of studies on that. But it's really fun. So this guy dropped me off at some traditional restaurant, which was really nice. Had some good food. But yeah, and I did some couchsurfing requests. So yes, I'm staying with a couchsurfer right now. A little bit out of town, but we had a really good night yesterday. Just spent some time, and I'm gonna camp. I decided that, so we're gonna camp tomorrow. It's gonna be exciting. We're going to the mountains. That's exactly what I needed. Just some adventure into, you know, walking, exercising, a little bit of here and there, and you know, cooking in nature. I look really forward to it. So let's see how it ends up, or how it will work. But I will keep you up to date. And yeah, I will send a picture of this place where I'm now, like the view of the building. It probably seems a little bit like Soviet style, but I have to say the neighborhood is really nice. So yeah, this was my, I think, third episode or third update of my journey. So let me know what you think of it, and until the next episode, I will check out what will happen. So have a good day, and I will probably do an audio recording when I'm in the forest, I think, in the mountains. I heard it's like 2,000 kilometers high walk, so that's quite exciting. Cheers!